This is Patricia Raskin Positive Living on News Talk 630, WPRO, and 99.7 FM. The program that brings you practical strategies and positive solutions to help you live the kind of life you really want. To speak with Patricia and her guest, call 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to our second hour of Patricia Raskin Positive Living. You know, February is the love month, and so this is a month that we're going to talk a lot about love. And I'm so fortunate to have on a best-selling author, a national and international expert in the area of finding love. I have a lot of respect for her, and I love her work, and I'm thrilled that she's here. Our guest is Arielle Ford, who has spent the past 25 years living and promoting consciousness through all forms of media. She's the author of the international best-selling book, The Soulmate Secret, Manifest the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction. She is known as the Cupid of Consciousness and the Fairy Godmother of Love. And she's going to talk about her new book, Wabi Sabi Love, The Ancient Art of Finding Perfect Love in Imperfect Relationships, which offers a groundbreaking shift in perception showing couples how they can have deeper, more loving, and more fulfilling relationships. She lives in La Jolla, California, with her husband and soulmate, Brian, and their feline friends. Welcome, Arielle.
Oh, thanks, Patricia. It's so great to hear your voice again.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, I know that you talk so much about the law of attraction and how people can bring love into their lives. So we're going to talk about that today, but also about your new book, Wabi Sabi. What is that?
Wabi Sabi is an old Japanese art form that honors all things old and worn and imperfect and impermanent. And it seeks to find beauty and perfection in imperfection. So, for instance, if you had a large vase with a crooked crack down the middle of it, the Japanese would put it on a pedestal and shine a spotlight on the crack. So wabi-sabi love is about honoring and finding beauty and perfection in your own cracks and those of your beloved.
Oh, and that's a challenge, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because we've been brainwashed by society to constantly seek perfection in ourselves, in our mates, our careers, and, you know, in just about every area of our life. And, of course, perfection isn't possible, so we all end up being frustrated and disappointed and upset when we don't get what we think we need. But the truth is, we're all imperfect beings, and if we all want to be accepted for exactly who we are. So if we can make up a new story about the things that drive us crazy about our mates and start to really find some humor and some beauty in their quirks and their foibles, the relationship will get deeper and richer and much more satisfying.
You say the couple should wear rose-colored glasses when it comes to seeing each other, which is what you're talking about.
Yes. There's a researcher at the University of Buffalo named Dr. Sandra Murray. She's a psychologist. And she's actually studied this, and couples who wear rose-colored glasses, who actually idealize their partner, end up having more happiness and satisfaction in the relationship, because the happiest couples focus on what's right and not on what's wrong. It's actually called the Pygmalion effect, or you could even think of it as a self-fulfilling prophecy. So if you're running around saying, you know, my husband doesn't care about me, doesn't respect me, doesn't help me out with this, that, and the other thing, that's all you're going to get more of. But if you start to put on the rose-colored glasses and see the best in them and acknowledge them for the things that they are doing right, you'll see changes right away.
What if the partner, though, consistently does something that truly upsets us?
Well, you know, we'd have to be specific, because wabi-sabi is not a fix for addiction or abuse or any kind of dangerous behavior. But, you know, give me an example of something, and I can help you out there.
You feel like you're not heard. You're sharing, and you explain, and the person listens to you and says, oh, yes, and then it doesn't happen. You're getting lip service.
Oh, okay. So, you know, what you want to do is complaining about it, you may have noticed, doesn't work, right? Mm-hmm. So you want, what for the times when they do hear you, you know, look for the times when you know they got the message, and then really acknowledge them. Say, oh, thank you so much for really hearing me. I see that you listened, and I'm so proud that you did X, Y, and Z, and start to give the positive feedback. It won't happen overnight. But Dr. John Gottman, who's one of the leading researchers in this area, has done all this stuff, and he says that for every negative you need to give your spouse, you need to first give them five positives. And when you do go to give them a negative, make sure you take responsibility for half of it. So if you, you know, if you can give them five compliments or five acknowledgments for something, and then bring up an area where you haven't been heard, start by saying, you know, this is probably more my issue than yours, but I really need some help here. Could I share something with you? And see if they're even open first. Yeah. And then bring it up. So it requires a little bit more effort, but if you're not getting where you want to go doing it your way, try it this way.
All right. Now, speaking of that, you talk about creating codes and code words with your partner in order to have playful reminders when one of you is headed in the wrong direction. Give us an example.
You know, we discovered this early on in our marriage. One day I caught myself ragging on Brian about, I don't even remember what, but I was standing there with my left hand on my left hip and my right index finger in his face, and I stopped suddenly, and I said to him, oh, I'm really sorry. And the next time this happens, and unfortunately there probably will be a next time, could you just sort of kindly, gently say, when did Sheila enter the room? Now, Sheila's my mother's name, and I love her to death, and she's great, and she's brilliant, but she has a tendency to be a bit overbearing. Mm-hmm. And Brian instantly got it, and he said to me, okay, and the next time I get a bit too patronizing, you can just ask me, when did Wayne get here? And that's his dad's name. And very quickly, we were able to diffuse a potentially explosive situation by creating these code words. So, you know.
Very true. Very good.
Yeah, yeah. From then on, it was like, oh, I see Sheila's joined us. And that was the code for, hey, you know, cut it out.
Yeah. And it was interesting. An example, not in a love relationship, but I was on the way into the station the other day, and I was speaking to a PR person, and I had been very frustrated because I needed an answer and I wasn't getting it. And he was telling me all the reasons why this wasn't working. And then he turned to me on the phone and he said, so how much caffeine have you had today? And I got it. I said, I'm really sorry, Tom. You know, I don't mean to be overbearing. I'm just frustrated. And that was it. That was it. But I was so glad that he said that, because basically he was saying, you know, you're in high gear and you're really, you know, you're a little bit too much. And my frustration was coming out, and it was coming out in, what do you mean? So that I found very helpful. And the minute he said that, I got it instantly.
Right, and it wasn't offensive to you, right? It was light humored. It was like, hey, have you had too much caffeine? And, you know, we make things so serious and so significant. And really, if we could just lighten up a little bit and add a little humor and put a little fun into it. You know, Gay and Katie Hendricks, the mother relationship expert, share a story in the book about how, you know, Gay was always at his desk working very seriously, and Katie would come breezing in and interrupt him about stuff. And about the, you know, he'd always say to her, can't you see I'm doing really important work? And about the 500th time she interrupted him, she, instead of, like, getting defensive like she always did in the past, she said, yes, Professor 435, I can see that. And with that, he totally cracked up, because 435 was his Colorado psychological license number.
Mm.
And after that, you know, whenever she would call him Professor 435, that was code for, hey, lighten up, dude.
Yeah. Now, you talk about developing a generous heart, which is one of the core principles of wabi-sabi love.
Yes, and what I mean by that is, you know, chances are your spouse has a passion that you don't share, something that they really, really love, and they may spend a lot of time doing it. I'll give you an example in my own life. I always had this real aversion to sports on television. I grew up in a house where football was always on, and that's all my brother and my father talked about. And I ended up marrying a jock, a basketball player. And I noticed that, you know, on the weekends he might be watching a basketball game, but there was nothing for me to do because I wasn't interested. And one day I thought, you know what, this could go on for the next 40 years. Maybe there's some possibility about me and basketball. So I said to Brian, I'll watch 15 minutes of any game you're watching. What do you think? And he said, great, watch the last 15 minutes. That's where all the action is. So the first time I sat down to watch it, I wasn't all that interested. The second time, I noticed that on every team, there was a really short player who was really fast and really good. And from that moment on, I decided I would always root for the shortest guy on the team. And suddenly it became fun, and I got to know the names of these guys. And I think one was Avery Johnson, and there was another one, Jason Kidd. And suddenly it became fun for me. And then on the reverse side of that, you know, Brian and I both like movies, but we like different kinds of movies. He likes foreign films and film noir and documentaries, and I like stupid, funny chick flicks. But because he wants to spend time with me, he learned to love stupid, funny chick flicks, too. Now, he goes to the movies with me. Would he go see, you know, Bridesmaids on his own? Probably not. But because he knows I enjoy it, he's happy because he likes to hear me laugh.
Mm-hmm. All right. And on that note, we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we are talking to Arielle Ford, who is the author of the international best-selling book, The Soulmate Secret, Manifest the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction. And then her newest book, Wabi Sabi Love, The Ancient Art of Finding Perfect Love in Imperfect Relationships. And you can log on to the website, which is wabisabibook.com, the wabisabibook.com, or Wabi Sabi Love, which is Wabi, W-A-B-I, Sabi, S-A-B-I, love.com. You're listening to Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO 99.7 FM, and we're on the web at 630WPRO.com. I'm very excited to have as my guest Arielle Ford. She's the author of the international bestseller The Soulmate Secret, Manifest the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction, and her new book, Wabi Sabi Love, The Ancient Art of Finding Perfect Love in Imperfect Relationships. Log on to wabisabilove.com. Welcome back, Arielle.
Thank you.
All right. I know you've got some great stories in your book, and I'd love you to share some. But also, I know you have some offers if people log on to Wabi Sabi Love.
Yes, you can download the first chapter of the book for free at wabisabilove.com, and my blog is up there, and there's some short videos to see. There's one in particular called Imperfect Husband. If you scroll down on the blog, it's only a two-minute video, but it's really beautiful.
And you did that.
Actually, it's something I pulled off of YouTube.
All right.
But it really illustrates what Wabi Sabi Love is all about.
All right. There's some great stories in your book. Tell us a couple.
One of my favorite stories is about a couple named Jerry and Diane. And Jerry has an addiction, and his addiction is poppy seed bagels. Every single morning, he gets up, goes in the kitchen, slices a poppy seed bagel, which sends all kinds of little black seeds all over Diane's white tile floor. He toasts his bagel, puts on the cream cheese, and then walks around the house eating it. And then every morning, Diane gets up and gets on her hands and knees with a wet paper towel and cleans up all the black poppy seeds. And normally, it's not a problem for her, but one morning, she had a particularly bad phone call with one of her clients before she went in the kitchen, and she was in kind of a grumpy mood. And while she was on her hands and knees wiping up Jerry's black poppy seeds, she had this thought: I wonder what it would take to never have to do this again. Which was followed by the thought, oh, that would mean Jerry's no longer with me. And she began to cry. And she went and she found Jerry and gave him a big hug. And from that day on, every time she was on her hands and knees cleaning up the poppy seeds, all she felt was love, because those poppy seeds meant she had another day to spend with Jerry.
Oh.
And that's really what a true wabi-sabi shift in perception is, because Jerry wasn't waking up every morning thinking, how can I make Diane miserable today? You know, what can I do to really annoy her? He was just doing his thing, oblivious to the fact that slicing a poppy seed bagel spread seeds everywhere. And, you know, Diane was 20 years younger than Jerry. And once she really got the symbolism of, you know, what it took for her to spend 30 seconds cleaning up the poppy seeds, which really was her thing because she's a perfectionist, he's not. She could have left him there, right? It just altered everything. And that's really what Wabi Sabi asked you to do, is to make up a new, more empowering story about the little things that your mate does that annoy you.
Yeah,
because they're not trying to annoy you. They're just unconscious in certain areas. And I'll give you another example from my own life. I'm a slob. I'm a very messy person. And when Brian and I first got together, he was always like, couldn't you just take your coffee cup from the sink to the dishwasher? Couldn't you clean up the crumbs on the counter? And the truth is, I just don't see the crumbs. And one day he said to me, you know what? I finally figured out it's just easier and faster for me to clean up after you than to always be asking you to do it yourself. So I just want you to know I'm going to do that. And I said, great, because every time there's a TV, you turn it on loud, and then you leave the room. And sometimes I come home, and there are four TVs on, and you're not even here. So I'm just going to turn all the TVs off.
I love this.
Right? And then that's what wabi-sabi love is, because you've noticed that you can complain and complain and ask and ask, and nothing changes. Or you can just say, you know what? It's where they have a blind spot. Let me just do it for them.
Let me just say, though, Ariel, underneath all of those stories is a respect and an admiration and a love for the person. You have to have that, because if you don't, and if you've let enough of this stuff go and you build up enough resentment, then you can't even get into that frame of mind.
Right, and this is why God invented couples therapy, because it really does work. And let me tell you, for those out there that are in that spot, why you want to consider this, because statistically, we already know that 50% of first marriages end in divorce. Mm-hmm. But did you know that 67% of second and 74% of third marriages end in divorce? So if there's
someone, didn't know it was that high.
It is that high. So, you know, if you've got somebody in your life, it's worth trying to save the relationship, because chances are if you just decide to cut bait and run and say, I'm just giving up, it doesn't necessarily mean there's a pot of gold out there for you.
And what about the couples that have been married for many years, long-term marriages, and, you know, there's a real piece missing and they just learn how to live with it. They just do something else.
You know, if it's not working and you've tried and it's not working, then, you know, why stay? You know, life is about enjoyment, not suffering, even though the Buddhists would argue with me. I actually believe everybody can and will be happy if they put a little intention and effort into it. So, if you know, if you're with the wrong person, you got married too young, it's a starter marriage, it doesn't work out, I'm not saying don't ever get divorced. I'm just saying before you do, make sure that you can't salvage what you have.
Right. And in your book, I want to talk about your other book for a minute. It has been so helpful for so many people, including myself. The Soulmate Secret, Manifest the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction. That book is more about bringing the right partner in. And it's not just about dating. It's about the way you think.
Right. And it's based on the Law of Attraction. And the Law of Attraction says we bring to us the people, places, and experiences that match our state of being. So if you believe that you're a loving, fun, wonderful person that deserves to have the love of your life, you will magnetize that to you. But if you're living with, I'm a loser, I'm too old, I'm too fat, I'm too damaged, all the good ones are taken, then you will have a very difficult time bringing love in. So I first get people to let go of these misbegotten beliefs about themselves, because they're not true.
Right, and didn't you say in your book, in that book, that I think your husband's mother got remarried in her 80s?
She found a soulmate at age 80 using the Soulmate Secret technique. Mm. Absolutely. She decided not to marry him because she'd already been married for 55 years, but they did live together until he passed away a few months ago at the age of 87.
Isn't that
But yeah, this stuff totally works. I have thousands of success stories from men and women of all ages and all income levels from 40 countries around the world.
So, folks, if you want the relationship of your dream, your soulmate, and you're not bringing it in for whatever reason, it just isn't happening, or if you're in a relationship and you want to make it even better through Wabi Sabi Love, log on to wabisabilove.com or thesoulmatesecret.com.
No, it's just soulmatesecret.com.
Soulmate Secret. Okay,
yeah.
And talk about your courses. We have about a minute left, so talk about
Well, if you go on to thewabisabibook.com and you decide you want the book, there's a ton of amazing bonuses. There's an hour interview with Harville Hendricks, an hour interview with John Gray, and all kinds of other great experts. And I have a weekly newsletter. Just go to soulmatesecret.com to sign up for that. And you can also find me at facebook.com/soulmatesecret.
All right. And I know you give, do you coach as well?
I don't. I actually work full time doing marketing.
Right.
And I do my books on the side.
All right. Arielle, thank you so much for being on the program.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it was really wonderful. The Soulmate Secret, Manifests the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction, and her newest book, Wabi Sabi Love, The Ancient Art of Finding Perfect Love in Imperfect Relationships. Log on to WabiSabiBook.com or log on to WabiSabiLove.com or SoulmateSecret.com. All right, and coming up next is our health and wellness feature with Dr. Tad Stokowski. And also want to let you know that we have the second annual Newport Health and Wellness Expo. I'm one of the producers at the Viking Hotel Saturday, February 18th from 10 to 4. A guest speaker is Rajiv Kumar from Shape Up Rhode Island. We have other wonderful speakers. So please do attend or log on to NewportHealthAndWellnessExpo.com or write to me, Patricia, at PatriciaRaskin.com. It's part of the Newport Expo, the Winter Festival that happens every year in Newport. And so this is one of the events, second annual Newport Health and Wellness Expo. So happy to be part of this.